morning show at East Coast FM. Now, recently we were highlighting the story of Keane O'Neill in Bray, who needed this operation, and he was in, you know, very tough pain, going from wheelchair to doing what he was doing and trying to live his life. Eventually, after some intervention, he, you know, got treated in hospital, and as far as we know at this time, things have certainly improved. It looks like a situation similar that has arisen for four-year-old Lewis Brown from Kilcool, who's been waiting over 2 years, half his life, in agony for an operation on his dislocated hip. Lewis was born with spina bifida, can't sleep due to discomfort, and has open sores on his lower back, which take several months to heal. His parents, Jennifer and Adam, say they've been getting the runaround while their boy suffers. Jennifer and Adam are on the line. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Jennifer, tell us about Lewis.
Lewis is a very happy, active boy. He's just always really, really happy.
But he's being held back at the moment due to his dislocated hip. He's been given the runaround on dates for his operation. It's holding him back, as in he's not able to go to school, which he gets very upset about, as his sisters go every morning. So we kind of deal with this every day. And in the last 2 years, he hasn't slept a full night, so it gets very stressful.
And when did this become apparent? Was it soon after birth?
It was. My wife noticed it, first of all. She noticed a difference in leg length. One of his legs is a good inch and a half, 2 inches longer than the other at the moment because of the discrepancy, because of the dislocation.
And when discovered, was there not a sort of a plan of action from, you know, medical people for some sort of intervention?
No, but when it was discovered, my wife brought it up in a meeting and it was looked at and it was discovered it was dislocated, and we had a whole plan for a surgery. This is 2 years ago. Had a plan for surgery, which never came. And then we have been pretty much given the runaround ever since.
And then when Lewis developed his pressure sore, Lewis can only bum shuffle. He cannot crawl due to his dislocated hip. Every time he tries to get on his knees, he just collapses in pain. And that just restricts him to go on his bum. And unfortunately, with that, he tore his... it made him get a severe pressure sore that we had to deal with for 7 months. Shit. And when we went, it got so bad you could actually see his tailbone.
Poor lad.
Yeah, like we were told to keep him off the floor for months or weeks to try and get it to heal, like just not let him on the floor at all. And like with Lewis is very active. He loves to play on the floor. He was so upset, but then it got to the stage that he got so sick that he was not able. He wasn't able. He was like a shell of himself. It was just very upsetting. It was been a very upsetting, hard time for us.
Isn't it natural for, you know, a young baby to want to explore and get down on the floor?
How do you explain to a three-year-old child that, no, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to go on the floor and play with your sisters? Like, how can you explain that to a three-year-old? So, thank God we did get it healed, and he is doing good with the pressure sore at the moment, but now he's just in constant discomfort. He's in constant agony due to his hip. He's just, every time he goes to bed, we have to go in all the time to reposition him. We have to constantly, like, even me getting him dressed in the morning, it is so hard. And he's such, to me, he's a big boy, and trying to even hold him up to try and get on his trousers. And he's trying his best. Like, I'd say to him, now, Louis, do you try and stand for mummy and mummy put your trousers on? But then you'd hear a click, pop, and he would just cry out. And it's just heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to see my four-year-old son. Like, he's been through a lot. Like, even from birth, we had, like, he's just been through
the mill.
The mill. Like, it was touch and go at birth, and then he bounced back. He was doing really well, and now it's the hip. And it's just, like...
Limboland.
It's, yeah, Limboland. Like, okay, Enable Ireland and Temple Street Hospital has been amazing support. The nurses and his team from Enable Ireland, they've been amazing with Lewis. And, but the only thing is, every time... We just haven't gotten that date. Like, I was promised a date in December 2020. And it was...
Still not.
I waited. I rang so many times. I was passed through to different departments. And then eventually I did get through to a lovely woman in risk management. She did tell me that they did hold a meeting in regarding to Lewis. And they'd be in contact. But that was it. I still haven't gotten the date. It's now... nearly April, and it's gone on too long. It's disgraceful. There's, I think it's just
there's two issues here which are both not good. Obviously, you know, if you take it in a physiological way, the hip has to be fixed. I mean, that's where we start. But at the same time, in parallel to that, is the development of a young child in... This is the part of their lives that they soak up everything and they explore everything.
Oh, it's
crucial. And they're developed for the future.
Yeah.
So there's two issues at the same time.
Yeah, of course. And it's when Lewis went in a few months ago, he actually got a shunt malfunction. And we had to get a body x-ray to see what was going on with him. And a woman in the department took me aside and was like, Jenny, are you actually aware how badly dislocated your son's hip is?
So where are you on the list? Where is poor old Louis on the list?
Well, apparently we were told we were going to be first priority come January 2021. And unfortunately, we never received any days and we're still waiting.
And have you been talking to anybody, you know... with influence about this?
No one can actually give me, to be honest, no one can actually give me a straight answer. You know? Like, no one can actually just say, well, this is what's going on. All I'm getting is, well...
We'll get back to you.
We're aware, Lewis. We'll get back to you. And that's it.
But surely some paediatrician who sees this can say... You know, don't treat people as a commodity as such. This is actually an emergency situation. That's not only on the development of Lewis, but also on the constant pain that a four-year-old is in. You know, that just seems that can't go on. I mean, that's so cruel.
No, it's terrible. It's very upsetting for us, and it's extremely hard on Lewis. Like, all Lewis wants to do is go to school. Experience being like to play with other kids, because he's such a social, lovely boy. He loves to play, he loves to see other children, he loves to interact with everyone, and we just can't do that. Like, we had to like just cope with a pressure sore for 7 months and now the hip, and like, unfortunately, we've delayed him in school because we were hoping and praying that we would get the date they promised us in the
21.
For January 2021, and it'd be done, and then we could get him sorted for September to even go to play school, you know. And we can't even do that. Like, I just don't know. Like,
it's
just I'm just all up in the air.
And Adam, what's it like for yourselves, and indeed the other members of the family, you know, with Lewis' situation, and to see him, and to see the pain he's in, and to see what's going on in his life? It must be heartbreaking.
It's very disheartening. He's got two older sisters that he's constantly trying to keep up with. They go up and down the stairs and everything, and Lewis can pull himself up and down the stairs, but he really struggles with the difference in leg length.
And he cries out a lot.
When his hip pops, and if you're holding him and you feel his hip pop, it's an awful thud. Like, it's really painful, really painful. It's just so bad that there's nothing we can really do. You know, like, if your child's hurt...
All we can do is pretty much, like, put him on our knee and tell him, look, everything's going to be okay. Like, he does say to me sometimes, Mommy, what happened to me when this happens? Yeah. And that is just devastating.
Gosh, I mean, is it morning to night? Do you get respite within the house? Is he okay sometimes and not in pain sometimes?
He is. Like, it's not every second of every day he's in this pain. He might go through this pain maybe 3 to 4 times a day if he moves a certain way, or if he tries to transition from his wheelchair to the chair in the sitting room or to the kitchen. It can go any time. And if it goes, you hear it, and he just starts yelping out.
Yeah. And politically, I mean, we live in the county, of course, with Minister Donnelly, and former Minister for Health, Simon Harris. I mean, is there any influence there? Even Anne Rabbitt, Minister for Disabilities, colleague of Minister Donnelly, is there anything politically that could help?
We have been in contact with Mr. Donnelly. We went for a reply. They have got back to us, said they're aware of his case and they'll let us know in the future. So hopefully he will get back to us.
Yeah, but I mean, people were getting back to you for January. That's the thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's just devastating, to be honest. I just, all we want is that
day. Is Lewis to have that quality of life.
We want him to be more independent. We want him to get something that he's entitled to get. Like, within his human rights alone, like, he needs to be helped, you know? They need to do something.
Well, he needs to get the pain gone. He needs to have the hip looked after. And the obvious thing about his natural development as a human being to actually develop in a normal way. And if it's the hip operation that's preventing that, I mean, that's, you hear stories about the health service, and once you get in, it's great, but outside, it's so difficult. So is it just a case of you all just waiting and poor Lewis having to live in pain and get sores and things like that in the meantime?
Yes. Like, we constantly say that we're waiting to hear from this person, or we're waiting to hear from this department, and it just never comes.
I'm constantly on the phone emailing, phone calls, everything.
And no one can give a straight answer.
No one can give me a straight answer.
Well, let's contact Minister Donnelly's office again and see. They probably don't like to talk about individual cases. That just what they do, but there might be just something behind the scenes that somebody could actually say, "Listen, you know, this guy's fallen off the edge of the lists." You know, and on several fronts needs to be done for the sake of you all. Do they
and
put
the
it down to
thing
any?
About it, it's not just Lewis. Sorry? It's other children out there as well.
Yeah. Gosh, I don't know what to say. If we could wave that magic wand for the sake of a 4-year-old kid, you know?
I know. I'm just hoping now that we get heard and, you know, Lewis gets sorted, you know? Lewis deserves
a good quality of life.
A good quality of life, you know? He's such a happy, active boy, and he's got his whole life ahead of him, you know?
He's been held back over one operation.
Absolutely. We keep in touch, and thank you for sharing that, and best wishes to you and the family, and especially to Lewis, and I hope a resolution comes quickly. But we'll stay in touch, both of you, and thank you very much for sharing that today.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having us on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Not at all. Thank you. That's Jennifer and Adam Brown there in Kilcool here in County Wicklow. 0877 11 103.